hands. Just lift up your hands and worship God this morning. Give Him praise. Give Him worship. Exalt His name. He deserves all our praise. He deserves our worship. Bless His name. Father, we thank You, Lord. Father, we thank You. We give You worship. We give You praise. We give You praise. I need You to give Him intentional praise this morning. Intentional praise. Deliberate worship. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. This is December 22nd. Father, we give You all the glory. We acknowledge Your blessings. We acknowledge Your goodness. We acknowledge Your faithfulness. We worship You, Lord.
You took my sin, my guilt, my shame, and poured Your love. You look beyond me, yo. You look beyond me, yo. You look past my sin, my guilt, my shame, and poured Your love. You look beyond me, yo. You look beyond me, yo. Said You look past my sin, my guilt, my shame, and poured Your love on me. You look beyond me, yo. You look beyond me, yo. Said You look past my sin, my guilt, my shame, and poured Your love on me, daddy. You look beyond me, yo. You look beyond me, oh, yeah, yeah. Lord, I am the one You have shown mercy. You have shown me mercy. You have shown me mercy. Anabodo Sataya. Lord, I am the one You have shown mercy. You have shown me mercy. Hey, yeah. You have shown me mercy. Lord, I am the one.
Lord, I am the one. You have shown me mercy. You have shown me mercy.
You've shown me mercy.
You have shown me mercy.
Everybody lift your hands. Lord, I am the one.
Lord, I am the one.
You
have shown me mercy.
You've shown me mercy.
You have shown me mercy.
You've shown me mercy.
You have shown me mercy.
You look beyond me.
You look beyond me, Lord. You look beyond me, Lord. You have shown me mercy.
You have shown me mercy.
You have shown me mercy.
You look beyond me,
Lord. You look beyond me, Lord.
You look beyond the fall.
You look beyond me, Lord.
You've shown me mercy.
You have shown me mercy.
You have shown me mercy.
You have shown me mercy.
You've shown me mercy.
You have shown me mercy.
You've shown me mercy.
You have shown me mercy.
Lord, I am the one. I'm the one. I'm the one.
I'm the one. You have shown me mercy.
You've shown me mercy.
You have shown me mercy.
You've shown me mercy.
You have shown me mercy.
You look beyond me.
You look beyond me.
My shame and poured Your love on me, daddy. You look beyond me, oh. You look beyond me, oh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you just praise him one more time? Can you just praise him? Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for your mercy. Father, we do not qualify, but your mercy qualifies us. We do not want the sacrifice, but your blood qualifies us. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise in the name of Jesus. Now, before you have your seat, I want you to greet about 10 people. Just wish them Merry Christmas. They must be up to 10, because 10 is prophetic. God, hold me 10, 10 and above. Tell them Merry Christmas. Jesus is the reason for the season. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. This is the season that Jesus was given. This is the season that Jesus was given. He said, unto us a child is born. Hallelujah. A son is given. Father, we worship you. We give you praise. We give you worship. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you because you are here. And we thank you because you will be glorified. Jesus will be lifted up. Jesus will be seen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you appreciate God one more time? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to first and foremost thank my papa and my mama for this wonderful privilege, this great opportunity. Praise the Lord. Please, we can do better than that. Can we appreciate Pastor King and Pastor Hem? Let's appreciate them. Let's appreciate them. Let's appreciate them. Hallelujah. 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 I used to tell people that if you want to know Jesus in real flesh, come and meet Pastor K. Praise the Lord. If you want to meet Jesus, maybe you don't know how Jesus will be. You understand? Then go and meet Pastor Kingsley. Then you'll see how Jesus is. Praise. I've known him for 22 years. Praise the Lord. Consistent, faithful, and such a wonderful blessing. Father, we thank you for the prophet in the house. We thank you for our pastor. We'll give you all the glory and praise for his life. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, this is a Christmas season and so much is going on. A lot of people have been asking, you know, people want you to give them things. So, I just want us to do something quickly. I want you to take a piece of paper and write 5 people's names that you want to be a blessing to this season of Christmas. Praise the Lord. Some people are surprised. Okay, take a paper or your phone or whatever. Write 5 people's names that you want to be a blessing. Not that they should give you things, so, but that you will give. And don't check your neighbors, what they are writing, whether your name is on their own list. Just focus, you write your own. 5 people that you want, they might not, they shouldn't be your loved ones that, you know, people randomly that you want to be a blessing to this Christmas season. 5 people. You want to call them. You want to give them a gift. Give them a hug. Be a blessing to them in any way, in any form. Praise the Lord. Some people don't want hug this Christmas. So don't give hug. Just give something tangible. Abi, praise the Lord. Are we done with that? It's a season of giving. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is a season that God gave us his best gift. Praise the Lord. And even in the secular world, they understand that this is a season of giving. And you see most secular world, they've packaged their company in such a way that at the end of the year, that's the 12th month, December, they normally give people 13th month. You know, they give, if you are working in a place, you don't collect 13th month. Look at that company very well. Praise the Lord. They don't know, because it's a season of giving. So they always give people 13th month. They give you bonus, your leave allowance, your passage allowance, any allowance that they can give. They'll give you bag of rice. Praise the Lord. Because it's a season of what? Of giving.
And that is why I just look at it that this is human being. How much more God? Praise the Lord. That means to say that at the end of the year, God is also packaging a 13th month blessing for you. Hallelujah. God is also packaging bonuses for you. Praise the Lord. Our God will exceed our expectation in the name of Jesus. I was also telling somebody that most offices have closed for the year. You know, people have gone on leave. You know, most closes have there. You can't find people much from tomorrow. Praise the Lord. But we thank God that we serve a God that never closed for the year. His doors, his office, they are always open. Praise the Lord. Even when everybody go on break, God will never go on break. He said, he neither sleep nor slumber. So you can still go to his office tomorrow. Even on Christmas Day, he still has gifts to give you. That means that God has not closed for the year. And that is what makes me believe that your blessing, you will still receive them before the end of the year. Praise the Lord. It is not over until you agree that it is what? You know, God doesn't give up. It is only we that can give up. Praise the Lord. As far as God is concerned, game siwa, praise the Lord. So there will be some supernatural blessings that God will release upon your life these remaining 10 days in 2019 in the mighty name of Jesus. Astounding blessings, undeniable blessings, undeniable miracles. Praise the Lord. Now, I will be talking this morning about the God of miracles, the God that performs miracles. And I want to say this especially because this is the end of the year. So there are some end of the year miracles that God is going to bring your way in the mighty name of Jesus. God is going to surprise you and God is going to amaze you. Don't give up on God. No matter what the challenge is, God is able, more than able, to meet those challenges in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Now, I'll start with what is a miracle. When we talk about doing miracles, what do we mean by a miracle? If we are expecting miracles, we need to have understanding of what a miracle is all about. Now, the first definition of a miracle that I'll be giving is that a miracle is an event that you cannot ascribe to a human effort or to nature. That means that this thing is beyond your own effort and is beyond nature. Praise the Lord. Now, an example of such miracle that happened was the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can we just look at Luke 1:35. There's a question that Mary asks the angel. And the angel answered and said unto her, okay, before this, there is a question that Mary has. Mary asks, when they told her that she's going to give birth, a virgin, Mary asks that, how shall these things be, since I do not know a man? You know, that means that this thing is unnatural. This thing is beyond human effort. How shall these things be? There are some situations in your life that you will ask God, how shall these things be? I do not have the needed connection. I do not have the required qualification. I do not know the people that I need to know. How can it be, since I do not know anybody? And the angel replied unto Mary. He said, the Spirit of the Lord will do what? Will come upon you. He said, the power of the Holy Spirit will what? Will overshadow you. Praise the Lord. This season of Christmas, this end of the year, I see the power of the Holy Ghost coming upon you. I see God overcoming every limitations in your life in Jesus' name. There is a way the power of God will come over you, that God will give you speed. The things that you've not been able to do for almost 300 days, within 10 days, God will make it happen for you in Jesus' name. Now, for it to happen, it is beyond human effort. It is beyond nature. It is not natural. Praise the Lord. But it is only God that turns things around, that makes the impossible things to be possible. Praise the Lord. And God will give you that experience this year in the name of Jesus. God will give you an astounding miracle within these 10 days in the mighty name of Jesus. Another definition of a miracle is when we go to the Hebrew word. You know, miracle really started with the Israelites. So they were trying to find the root meaning, what miracle means in the Hebrew language. And the closest word they were able to give to it is what? That miracles means an event that is elevating. An event that elevates you. Praise the Lord. An event that lifts you up from one level to another level without your effort. Praise the Lord. Now I want us to look at Psalm 113, verse 7 to 9. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that God lifts the poor from the dungeon. Rejector. He said, he raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted the needy out of the world, out of the dunghill. Praise the Lord. There is somebody that God is lifting this season in the name of Jesus. There is a place you are, and there is a place you are meant to be. The difference is massive. Looking at where you are and where you are meant to be, humanly speaking, you cannot get there. You need an external force to lift you. You need a miraculous help to lift you up from the dungeon, from the low level, and put you among the princes. Praise the Lord. I want to tell you that you have a kingdom where you are supposed to rule. Praise the Lord. You might be looking as if nothing is going on, but there is a kingdom that God has given to you. And this season, God is lifting you into your kingdom in the name of Jesus. He said, Jesus has lifted us up. He said, when Jesus rose from the dead, he said, we rose up with him and we are seated with him in heavenly places, far above principalities and power, far above poverty, far above depression. Praise the Lord. I see God lifting you this period in the name of Jesus. You might have experienced some lifting this year. But you see, whatever lifting you have experienced will not be compared to the lifting God is about to give you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Another definition of a miracle is God's intervention in your affairs. When God intervenes in your affairs, praise the Lord. When there is an intervention or a help from God, it means you are experiencing what? A miracle. Praise the Lord. How many of you need God's intervention? There are some situations in your life that you know that you need an intervention. The way the hand of God came on Elijah, and Elijah ran faster than the horses and the chariot of Ahab. That same way, God's hand is coming upon you in the name of Jesus. You see, when God's hand comes upon you, it gives you speed. Sometimes you know you need speed. Praise the Lord. You know, there's a scripture that I saw. He say, God will restore unto you the years that the cankerworm, the caterpillars have eaten. There are some people's life, the cankerworm, they've eaten it. You know, how do you know that you need restoration? Because when you are with your mate, where they are, is so far off from you. When you stay, you know, there are some people, they are your mates, but you don't have a choice, but you call them sir. Do you know? By the kind of results they have, they were your mates in school, but when you see them, you say, ah, sir, well done, sir. You are blessed, sir. Why? Because they have gone far ahead of you. That means you need a restoration. There are some years of your life that have been unproductive, that have been wasted, that the devil have stolen. I want to tell you this morning that God will restore them to you in the name of Jesus. You will not just meet your contemporaries, but you will overtake them in the name of Jesus. We tell people that in this kingdom, overtaking is what is allowed. I see you overtaking in the name of Jesus. That is the kind of miracle I want you to be expectant of. A miracle that will lift you up. A miracle that requires an intervention of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, the next question I want to ask us is that, who here needs a miracle? Hallelujah. Who needs a miracle? Who needs a miracle? Hallelujah. Me, I need a miracle. I even need a miracle more than you. I need a miracle. I need a miracle every day. Praise the Lord. I don't care how many we are here. If God wants to pick somebody for a miracle, God will pick me. Praise the Lord. I need a miracle, and I need it every day. There's the story of the woman with the issue of blood. There were many people there, but she didn't give a damn. Many people were there. It doesn't concern her. They were all thronging Jesus. That is not our business. Our business is that me, if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be what? I'll be made of. It doesn't matter. You might be touching it with your head. Might be even embracing Jesus. It doesn't stop me. My own is that I am concerned. When it comes to miracle, I am permitted to be selfish. Hallelujah. I am permitted to be what? To be selfish. It is, God does not bless the multitude. God bless individuals. This race is not a race of plenty people, all of us. It's a race of individuals. Praise the Lord. She went into the multitude as an individual. And she said, if I touch Jesus, I shall be made whole. Irregardless of who else is touching him, I don't care. Let everybody be touching him. It doesn't reduce my own blessing. I am concerned about myself. If I can touch him, I will be made whole. I see somebody touching Jesus in the name of Jesus. I need a miracle. Praise the Lord. Now, the next question is, why do I need a miracle? I need a miracle because I do not qualify. Praise the Lord. I need a miracle because my efforts cannot help me. I need a miracle because I need speed. I need God's intervention. I need a miracle because I have made so many mistakes. I need a miracle because I am not perfect. If I am perfect, I would not need a miracle. If I qualify, I will not need a miracle. But I am not qualified. I need the help of God. I need the mercy of God. And the Bible says, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. He said the race is not to the swift. He said the battle is not to the strong. He said it is God that lifts people. So I need God to lift me. You see, there is a kind of result I can get with my effort. But I've gotten to a point whereby I need to get the Lord. I am helpless. I need help. Praise the Lord. You might not need help. But me, working with God, I've realized that I need help. I need help from where I am to where I want to be. You see, there's a difference between my goals and my dreams. Goal is an achievable plan. I want to go to work tomorrow. I will go by 8 o'clock. It's a goal. It's within my word, ability. But I have a dream. And my dream is a picture of my desired future. Looking at my dream and my reality, the difference is what? It's massive. I need somebody to help me, to lift me from where I am now to where I want to be. Praise the Lord. And that is why I need a miracle. I need a miracle because I do not qualify. The reason why some people do not get miracles, do not have intervention of God, is because they are too perfect. It's because they had everything figured out. So they don't need God. They have all the qualification. Some people, it is their qualification that is making them not to get a good job. Why? Because they are so overwhelmed by their qualification. They have MBA, they have MSc, they have PhD, they have certification. They have everything, and yet they don't have a good job. Why? Because they are overqualified. They do not realize that they need the hand of God. They felt that the certificate is what is required to get them the dream job. Praise the Lord. They don't know that sometimes God needs to scatter things to move them to where they need to be. Hallelujah. You see, there are some people, the reason they are not married up till now is because they are too fine. They are too fine. They are too fine. They too, they know they are too fine. When they look at the picture like this, see my skin as my skin smooth. And that they are too fine, it is what is worrying them. You will see people that are not as fine as them getting married to good guys. But they are not yet married. Why? Because they are overwhelmed with their what? With their prettiness and their beauty. I know you know some girls, right? If you look at their DP, if they put 20 DP, all the 19.5 is about what? It's about their face. They'll be just be showing their face up and down, up and down. Praise the Lord. They've not realized that, look, it's not by face that we get married. They've not got it to... It's not by face. It's not by skin. It's by what? It's by the hand of God. You need God's help to get married, though. Forget that skin. Forget that shape. Praise the Lord. I'm more a shape, though. I'm more a shape. I know this is happening. You need God to help you. Praise the Lord. You need what? You need God. So, get to a point where... Get to a point where you say, God, I need you. This shape and this face is nothing. It's nothing. It is... The Bible says beauty is deceitful. Charm is vain. Lord, I don't mind this thing. Just help me. God wants to help you. But God can only help someone that is helpless. It is the child that lifts up his hand that I will carry. God wants to help you. Will you be available for him to help you? Will you be available? Will you be available for God to help? Let God help you. Let God help you. Don't be. The Bible says God resisted the proud. God give grace to the humble. Chandelier. Every pride died in the name of Jesus. It's one thing for the people to resist you. It's another thing for God to resist you. Hey. That is why you see some people, they seem not to be moving. They have every qualification, but nothing is happening in their life. Nothing is happening. Why? Because God is resisting them. They go here, God. Psh. They go here. Psh. Why? Because they are full of pride. They are full of what? Pride. Their head is swelling up with what they have. Praise the Lord. I want you to look up to God. It is God that lifts people. It is God that helps people. It is His mercy that makes the difference. It is the mercy that takes you where you need to be and give you mercy in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's a couple that I know. I always want to share their story. A couple I know them. I've known them for a while now. Praise the Lord. And you know why I knew them? They were having a lot of issues, a lot of financial problems. It was massive. They couldn't pay their rent. You know, so we are close to them. They managed to pay one house rent like that. But the following year again, there was another issue of house rent. You know, house rent doesn't stop. Because you pay this year does not mean you won't pay next year. And before you wake up and stand, next year as what? As So they thought that because they've paid for this year, next year, they won't pay again. But suddenly next year came and they have to pay. They will come for counseling and, you know, I'll be counseling. The guy will be saying he's trying. He's doing his best. He'll be telling me how he's hustling. And the guy too is hustling. True, true. I understand. I see, you know, but women will not chop hustling. They won't chop. If you see the way the woman will be looking at the guy, as if you should just kill this man. That this man doesn't know. You are saying you are hustling. We've not paid our strength. The second one was so serious that they had to, they moved out of their house, scattered their keys all about and everything. Praise the Lord. They managed to get another house. Praise the Lord. Then God began to move in their life. Praise the Lord. God began to what? To move in their life. Kai, praise the Lord. And when God moved, God gave the guy a national contract. He got a national contract. Within a while, the guy bought a car. He brought it to my house. Before another month, he bought another car. He brought it to my house. The wife, that anytime I see her, she's always frowning. It's as if there's perpetual frown on her face. I never knew she can smile. That's why I knew that money is good for women. Money is good. Let's not be very spiritual about it, but money is good for them. The glow and the beauty that comes out of this girl, I was amazed. Praise the Lord. One time the guy was, you know, he was opening shops everywhere. He now moved me to one place and he saw a building. He said he's going to buy that building. I said, buy now. I said, how much? He said, 80 million. Praise the Lord. Now, this thing happens within within 6 months, praise the Lord, within 6 months, God changed their story. God changed their story. The issue of our strength will never become an issue for them again. Praise the Lord. Now, this is, what happened is what? Is the hand of God. Is the hand. It's when God's hand coming. I know effort is good. I know hard work is good. I know it's good to enjoy the fruit of your labor. But I also know that it is better to enjoy the fruit of God's favor. And that is what you will experience in the name of Jesus. You will experience it in the name of Jesus. Effort can get you to a place. But beyond that place, you need the favor of God. There is a place that nothing can move you past. Except the word. Except God's favor. Praise the Lord. As I begin to round up, I want to share a personal story also. You know, there was something I was believing God for 2 years. I placed it on my wall, pray. And it was like, ah, God, why is this thing not happening? What happened? What happened? Praise the Lord. I was not looking. The thing, you know, 1 year, 2 years. Then all of a sudden, when God began to move, I just had a call from the office. From that place. From there, I had a call. And they said, can I start that stuff? Now, am I ready? I said, I have been ready 2 years ago. They said, when can I start? I asked them that, when can I start? They said me, yesterday. Hallelujah. That means that they are telling me I should start now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And God gave me strength. Now, when somebody was explaining what happened when they were making the decision, they needed to pick people to do the stuff. That when my name came up, everybody was against my name. Because they know that this guy is not, he might not have the, you know, the capacity and everything. To handle. But there was a man there. He's a white man. He said they should give it to me. Everybody was against it. But the guy insisted that they should give it to me. I don't know him. I don't know him. I didn't pay him any money. You see, when people are gathered discussing about you, God will raise a voice for you. In the name of Jesus. You might know where you cannot reach, where you cannot be. The mercy of God will be there for you. Where you cannot speak, mercy will speak for you. In the name of Jesus. There are some results that will happen to you. You will not know the thing that has gone behind the scene. It is just the results you will be enjoying. In the mighty name of Jesus. When do you need a miracle? When do you need a miracle? When do you need a miracle? Is it until 2020? I need a miracle now. The one for 2020, I will enjoy it. But the one for today, I'm going to have it. Praise the Lord. I need a miracle now. He said the time to favor Zion has come. He said the set time is now. Your time is now in the name of Jesus. God will have mercy upon you. God will have favor upon you. And that favor is when? Now. Hallelujah. Can we appreciate Jesus for that? Hallelujah. 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 Then how do I get miracles? How do I get miracles? Since we know that we need miracles. We know that we need miracles and we want it now. How do we get the desired miracle? How do we get your miracles? There are many ways to get miracles. But all of them, they have the basis of what? Of faith. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, be it unto you according to your faith. God cannot resist faith. The thing that is irresistible to God is what? Is faith. And one of the most powerful stories in the Bible is the woman. The woman that is the sacro, I don't know how to pronounce the stuff, sacro something, but you know the woman I'm talking about. That woman that the daughter was healed. And she came to Jesus and she asked Jesus, Jesus, have mercy on me. Heal my daughter. Jesus ignored the woman. The disciples were driving her away. And Jesus said, he said, I'm not sent to you. I am sent to Israel. That means you do not what? You do not qualify. And upon that, insult upon injury, Jesus now insulted her. Jesus said, I cannot take the children's bread and give it to dog. That means you are a what? You are a dog. At that point, the woman's supposed to be what? Offended. I'm annoyed. I'm waiting happen. Because I say, me, you hear my daughter. You they call me dog. I look like dog. Waiting. Jesus. Well, she didn't do that. She wasn't open. Because she has a goal. She has a dream. She will not let offense stop her. Some of you have offended. You have been offended away from your miracle. Because of offense. Your offense have helped you to miss your miracle. Forget fighting and all these things. What way are you going? Why are you fighting? Forget fighting. Achieve what you want to achieve. She refused to be offended. She said, yes, master, you are right. I'm a dog. I'm a dog, I accept. But even dogs, if they eat crumbs that fell from the table. Jesus said, I never see this kind of faith before. Jesus had no choice but to heal her. Even though she was not qualified. Faith is irresistible. God cannot resist faith. Faith is unstoppable. Praise the Lord. Everything you do, you will do it in faith. You know, there are some two things you must do in faith. Praise the Lord. Two things. There are many things, but I will just talk about two things. First one is that you should do what you should give. One of the things that makes miracles to happen is giving. Praise the Lord. Giving. I've been a personal experience. Every major breakthrough in my life has happened because there was a seed that also involved. Praise the Lord. Like this one, I said they called me around September. I dropped a seed a week before for the property. I dropped a seed a week before. And I'm sure it was that seed. The cloud was almost full. But when I now dropped that seed, it just made the cloud to be what? Completely full. Everything just started pouring down. We started the year with five, six staff. But now we are close to 40 staffs that we have. Praise the Lord. Just within how many months? Praise the Lord. When the seed hits the ground, the clouds have no choice but to do what? To open up. And the blessings start pouring. Praise the Lord. Another thing you need to do in faith to attract the needed miracle is what? Is praise. Hallelujah. Is praise. Can we just quickly read 2 Chronicles? Praise the Lord. This clock in front of me is really... Praise the Lord. So, I'm rounding up 2 Chronicles 20. It's about Jehoshaphat when people came. I want us to start from 12. When he said he does not, when he went in prayer to God. Praise the Lord. I'll just read that briefly. And he said, our God, will thou not judge them? He said, for we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do. It is at the point that you don't know what to do that God did what? That God will step in. He said, we don't know what to do. We don't know what to do. This man said, our eyes are upon thee. Praise the Lord. And wait, the next verse. Praise the Lord. Now, go to verse 15. When God now give them a prophecy. Verse 15. And he said, this is God talking now to them. He said, Ekin ye all Judah, and ye inhabitant of Jerusalem. And thou, King Jehoshaphat, put your name there. God is talking to you. God is addressing. He said, thus saith the Lord unto you. Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. I don't care the kind of battle that is facing you. The kind of challenge, the kind of problem. God is telling you that you should not what? You should not be afraid. He said, for the battle is not yours, but the battle is God's. Praise the Lord. This season, God is fighting for you in the name of Jesus. God asks you to rest and let me fight. God said, get out of the ring and let me enter into the ring in your favor. Whatever that problem, I will fight it. Whatever that challenge, I will fight that challenge for you. Praise the Lord. And you see, this Jehoshaphat is wise enough to understand that when God said the battle is his, that it will be the one to fight. It wasn't God that told them to praise him. in the battle. It was wisdom. They knew that, look, when somebody is fighting for you, what do? You praise the person. If Nigeria is going to Brazil to play a match, what do we do? We that cannot play. We are supporters club. We'll be shouting and be praising. Praise the Lord. So God is fighting for you. God is taking the sword and is killing the enemy on your behalf. What do? You take the trumpet. You take the music. And you'll be shouting the praises of God. Praise the Lord. And as you are singing his praise, and as you are shouting his name, and as you are praising him, all the enemies will begin to do what? Will begin to die. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that as they begin to praise God, God laid what? Ambushment against the enemy. I see God laying ambushment against your enemies in the name of Jesus. What I need you to do, you've tried enough. This is December already. What else do you want to do? Where do you want to go and be a Usley? You too, you should know that if Usley has not worked since beginning of the year up to now, Usley won't work now. Abby, you should know. So you should know that now you need a supernatural intervention. You need God in your matter. Praise the Lord. So when God is in your matter, what do? You relax and you praise him. Praise the Lord. As you are praising him, he's fighting your battles. As he's fighting your battles, you are praising him. All the enemies are falling down. That email you are expecting, you receive the email. That alert that has not dropped, the alert will drop. Those people that are supposed to call you, just they will call you. That marriage that is looking somehow, God will begin to straighten it out in the mighty name of Jesus. What you need to do is to praise him. Do somebody want to praise God this morning? Can we just be upstanding? Let us be upstanding. Let us be upstanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, we might not be able, what I want you to do is that I want you to use your mouth and lift up your hands and begin to praise him. While they give us just some small music with your mouth, no song, but you now, you use your mouth and praise him. Just thank him. Thank him that he's already working for you. Thank him for all the miracles. Thank him for the blessings. Thank him. Thank him for his intervention. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him for Jesus. Thank him. Thank him. Begin to praise him. Lift up your hand. Praise him. Praise him. Use your mouth to praise him. Use your mouth to worship him. Father, we thank you, Lord, because you are fighting our battles. Father, we thank you because we don't need to fight these battles again. You are the one in control. You are the one in charge. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Father, we thank you. You are the El Shaddai. You are the Lord of hosts. The Bible says, lift up your gates, O ye everlasting doors. Okay, say, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. He said, the King of glory shall come in. He said, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. He said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and ye everlasting doors, lift them up. I say, and the King of glory shall come in. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, the King of glory. Every gate is open. Every shut doors are open. We give you all the praise. We give you worship. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Father, be exalted, Lord. Be magnified in the mighty name of Jesus. Can we appreciate God?
We know you've been blessed by this message. To order a copy of this message or any of our messages, you can call us on 080-777-14411 or 080-777-14412. Or you can visit our website on www.davidschristiancenter.org. David's Christian Center, home of victorious people.